Hi, I'm so glad you're here. This is Melissa, and together let's find those grounding magical moments in our lives that nourish our spirituality.
Recently, I was scouting for an outdoor place to meditate at, a place I can not be disturbed for a while, like at a park or along a trail. I thought early mornings would be a good bet, so I scheduled one day to go out and check out the foot traffic. And that day happened to have some rain and light snow around 5 to 7 a.m., so I was waking up and heading out, and not only could I not stay at the park to get a feel for it, there was of course no one there. So much for my research about foot traffic. But I still got out of the car and stood in the rain for a little bit. Even a wasted research in that condition felt like a special moment. Wind was cold and raindrops were very discouraging, but it felt like a moment of being alive because the weather wasn't great. I remember at my first job, an office job, when my boss and I, we were in Seattle because we were hosting a tour there and had to scout and prepare for it. We were looking all professional and the weather changed. It got windy and rainy. My umbrella was just flapping and turning inside out. My glasses were blurry. My nice work clothes getting wet, and my hair, I'm sure it was a mess. And I remembered smiling and making jokes about it because I wanted to look unflustered. I wanted to seem like I'm okay being outside of my elements, that I'm flexible. It's almost like a workplace challenge, and I want to appear a kind of a adaptable, positive employee. It really helped that my boss is a kind person, and in his presence, I was able to stay calm. But I also gave myself a pat on the back because that strategy, I think it really actually helped me feel good afterwards, just trying to stay in that kind of embracing mind of the elements. I had to let go of my maybe professionalism or confidence, but in the end, I think it was a good experience. People talk about when things don't go well, at least it makes for a good story. Bad weather, even small ones, can annoy us at the moment because it's like we're supposed to be able to have controlled it. With current technology, we're supposed to be able to predict what happens and make perfect plans to prevent or prepare for it. Especially when it gets in the way of something routine and high priority like work, or when it ruins a travel plan because we've invested time and money for it. Clearly, you know, with these priorities and these routines, it's our loss when something as small as weather changed our experience. The interesting question here is if it can be less so, like a loss. Like how people say to not sweat over small things. I found embracing and being curious are some of the most powerful energies to shift a situation for the better. When I feel like in a mess or inconvenienced, I try to ask why. Like really, what is the reason I'm so irritated? And one common thing is about being in control. Personally, and also as humans, we use buildings, cities, and technology to shelter us from the unpredictable nature of nature. We're used to being able to predict, control, and then respond. And maintaining the routine civilized life is our top priority. I think this is one of the separation that nature spirituality talks about, being separated from the conditions of the natural environment. I read a novel in my teens that really stuck with me. In that world, humans and animals can bond and sharing thoughts and feelings and sensations. And there was a pair of wolf and human where the wolf pointed out humans were the only species that saw dry days as normal and rain and snow as not normal. And humans get all flustered all over how the weather is. And he said, wolves aren't like that. Whatever the condition is the condition. The book stuck with me so much that I actually started hating rainy days less. Many spiritual paths teach that knowledge in our head cannot replace actual experience. Knowing that nature is unpredictable and strong and volatile, therefore we revere it. And that cannot be replaced with an actual experience of being at the mercy of it. Running into rain when I drove all the way for a mountain hike is the actual experience of a place. It's disappointing, but I did not lose an experience, because instead bad weather completes the experience because it is the climate of that place. It is, after all, the nature we were trying to bond with. And I've come to actually hope for a variety of weather when I travel these days. I feel like because experience like that put us on the receiving end in relationships with nature. It's what I sometimes think about as, you know, we're usually so loud in wanting to do this, wanting to experience that, but sometimes we let the environment do the talking and we receive it and listen. A mindful reaction to unpleasant weather, I think, also help us in the long run. With the climate getting more extreme, for example, it would help us accept what happens at a given moment, and as we adapt to the situation, it helps us work with the trends or what's happening with a deeper understanding and, you know, actual emotional acceptance, and not simply just fighting against it or feeling forced. It helps us become more in tune with what we don't have power over, such as the daily weather of the day or the changes, the trends of the earth we live in. I believe people are already doing this because we're all being forced to adapt already. So I feel like pausing and acknowledging the natural elements, it's really starting small and being aware of where our emotions are going. That's a really good starting point if you want to see it from more of a mindful or spiritual approach to it. And it is a way to attune to our personal relationships with nature. It usually just takes those few seconds or a few moments of slowing down. So it is where I am. It is fall, it is autumn, and the temperature has dropped 20 degrees Fahrenheit within 5 days' time. It's always both exciting and concerning when the wheel turns towards a harder condition. As we welcome Samhain and Halloween, I hope you're also finding moments of anchor and shelter in your home. And that's it, and I will see you in another episode.